This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wanted to bring you the latest on what was a tragic situation in southern Knox County in unincorporated Rapatee, which is not far from the Knox-Fulton County line. A house exploded there yesterday, destroying that home, killing two people, and causing damage to some other homes in the area. I appreciate having the time of Mark Hanlon. He's the chief of the Fairview Fire Protection District, who first responded on the scene, and he is on the line now. Mark, thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but we appreciate your time nonetheless.
You're welcome.
Kind of take me through, if you could, first of all, what happened yesterday, what you heard, and that sort of thing.
Fairview was paged to respond to a house explosion with entrapment approximately 11:24 a.m. on Sunday. Firefighters responding to Fairview Station advised me they had actually heard the explosion. The lights had flickered in Fairview at the time. Just prior to that, I didn't make the connection at the time. We responded from our Fairview station with rescue and fire apparatus to the scene.
And once you got to the scene after hearing the explosion and the lights flickering and all that, what happened? It must have. I can't imagine the scene that you saw once you arrived.
The residence was right along Highway 97 there, so and the debris field was fairly large, so the highway was actually covered with debris. Power lines were down. Several citizens in the area had come trying to aid the victims and just to see what they could do at the area, and they were leading us into where we needed to come. And we had some fire in the actual basement area, and the debris was burning in the area of the original basement of the home.
It sounds like all that was left of the home was the basement area. Is that right?
Correct. Everything was destroyed to very small pieces, basically no standing structure left.
There were some reports yesterday that this may have been natural gas related, but then we also heard a propane tank may have been to blame. Do you know what happened?
It's still under investigation with the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office. There is no natural gas through Rapatee. Everyone uses LP that does have a gas source. There was LP source at the home, but that portion of the cause is still under investigation.
That while that's pretty common in areas like that, I'm sure, and you know, I have some friends that live on farms that also use LP and propane tanks and whatnot. Those can be, if not used properly, those can be pretty dangerous, can't they?
LP or natural gas, either one is, we use it to supply fuel as a fuel. It's flammable. It's making gas. So anytime something goes wrong, of course, it can be very large and very quick explosion or a fire.
Does it cause you to think differently if in terms of putting out a fire if you know that a tank like that is involved?
The tank itself of this resident, for example, is intact and was not damaged. But anytime there's an LP tank or any tank or fuel source near a fire, of course, that causes much more thought process of how we're going to keep it cool or keep it from being involved because of the immediate dangers.
Okay. You mentioned that there were residents and neighbors that came to try and help initially after the explosion happened. I would imagine on one hand, while you must be pretty grateful for that help, I also imagine that's not necessarily the best idea in a situation like that, is it?
It's a catch-22 of everybody wants to help, and sometimes you actually need their help, at least to gather information and be led to areas that need your attention. But that's also more people in harm's way. So in a case like this, or it's much like a tornado situation comes through town. You have power lines down. You have possible fuels being leaked. You have a fire. You have people hurt. You have debris. So a lot of combinations of things that could cause others to become hurt.
I want to make sure you mention, if you can, I know a number of agencies from both Knox and Fulton counties came to help you all out yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, with it being that close to the county line, multiple calls were made to 911, and some of those went to Fulton, some went to Knox. Between the two of those, we were receiving assistance from both counties as far as dispatching and as far as sheriff's departments, and also ambulance services. So it was kind of a double, and in this case, it was was helpful that if we'd had more issues with even more structure damage and more people injured, we would have needed every bit of that help.
There was a portion of 97 near where that explosion happened that was closed for a time, wasn't there yesterday?
Correct. Until when anytime you have a fire or explosion or anything, until the investigation is complete, we don't want to move a lot of the evidence. So Route 97 was covered with debris, mm-hmm. and the power lines were down that area. So until the investigation and the issues were taken care of is with determining the collecting the evidence of the scene and the coroner arriving to take care of those victims, nothing could be moved.
Had you seen or dealt with anything before like you saw yesterday?
I've been on the scene of a gas explosion before, yes.
Wow.
Not at a private residence, but yes.
Gosh, what kind of, even though you've had a little experience with something like this, what kind of went through your mind yesterday when you saw what you saw?
When the call comes in of an explosion, not a leak, and someone injured rather than possibly, so now you know you have some definites. Fairview to Rapiti is a 5-mile drive. We could see the smoke when we left the station, so we knew we had something. It wasn't a possible, it wasn't something minor. So just everything you could be wrong, you already know it is. Mm. Now you're thinking about individuals, how many, what do I need to come to the scene to help me.
Are you an all-volunteer fire department?
Fairview Fire is all-volunteer, yes.
How much help did you get yesterday?
We initially called for McQuan, Linda Mills, and Farmington Fire Departments, also volunteer to come to the scene as far as I didn't know how many, what type of rescue situation we have. And then with the smoke and reports of fire, also needed water. Also being in that area, it's just like any other rural residents. There is no water system in Rapiti, so we were going to be tanking water rather than using the hydrant. So we just needed extra department personnel for those situations.
Yeah, I can imagine that in some situations like that, that's probably the most difficult thing is keeping water available at the scene, isn't it?
Yes, we're miles from a hydrant. We do have a lake just north of Rapiti that we're able to draft water from. So, but with the road being blocked, we're actually responding kind of double. McQuan and London Mills Fire Departments were handling from the north side, and Fairview and Farmington were on the south side. Those separated only by 100 yards. We weren't able to cross that area, so we were bringing water from two directions.
Eight other homes yesterday sustained some form of damage. What kind of damage were we talking about? Just sort of flying debris or other things related to the explosion?
The closest home to the south received extensive damage. A large amount of debris entered that home through windows, moving the exterior wall of that residence and filling the rooms with debris. And then additional buildings farther out were primarily windows. That was most evident. One across the road will need some inspection. It appeared to have maybe had a little bit more damage than just the glass, maybe actually moving of the structure too. So,
oh wow,
those will all need to be inspected by insurance companies and that, just to confirm the extent of the damage.
And two people, as we know, died, and at this point, we are still waiting for the official, the formal identities of those victims to be released. I imagine it must be pretty fortunate that there weren't any other injuries at this point.
Correct. There could have been some other family members who were not in the residence at the time. The neighbors' houses were empty. They were out having lunch, so no one was driving directly in front of the home at the time. So there very easily could have been many more people involved.
Mark Hanlon, Chief of the Fairview Fire Protection District, thanks again so much for your time, and I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on the situation for a long time to come, but thanks for all you and the other departments did yesterday.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
And again, once we have more details on the explosion, we will bring them to you here on WGIL. But certainly, while we are sad at the loss of life, again, grateful that there wasn't more loss of life or more injuries in the situation. And as always, our local volunteer fire departments always respond to the call and do amazing jobs in situations like this. Stay tuned. We'll be back. I'll have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.